Hey, Steve, that's a cool new hat you've got on there, but did you know the price tag is still hanging from the side?
I do, and there it stays, my friend, as a tribute to this week's legend of comedy, whose crazy straw hat and dangling price tag was her signature look for half a century.
Well, all I can say to that is...
Howdy!
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and this week we spotlight Sarah Ophelia Colley Cannon, better known by her stage name Minnie Pearl, who's one of the best-known country comedians of all time. Born and raised in Tennessee, Sarah produced and directed plays early in her career, and as part of the promotion for the shows, began to develop her Minnie Pearl persona based on a mountain woman she'd met in Alabama along the way.
Clad in frilly gingham dress and wearing a gaudy straw hat with plastic flowers and a $1.98 price tag hanging from the side, Pearl's comedy was a gentle satire on hillbilly culture. Her signature greeting of howdy became her trademark, and her debut at the Grand Ole Opry in 1940 led to a 50-year love affair of homespun tales from her fictitious home of Grinder Switch. Let's take a listen.
He said she carries on like she's from the country. He said, I bet she ain't from the country. He said, I bet she don't know a goose from a gander. I turned around and I said, well, at Grinder Switch, we don't worry about that. We just put them all out there together and let them figure it out for themselves.
A Minnie Pearl was also a star on television, including the long-running program Hee Haw. She was also a guest on game shows and variety programs, and even appeared as herself in the film Coal Miner's Daughter. But it was her long run at the Opry spinning tall tales that made her a star.
I checked in a hotel over here, and I had no more than checked in until I went down and I told the manager of the hotel, I said, you got to come up here and do something about this hotel. It ain't decent, and I ain't going to stay here. He run up there to my room. He said, what's the matter? I said, well, there's a man right across that court, and he's taking a shower, and the shade's all the way to the top. And he looked over there, and he said, well, I see a room with a shade to the top, but I don't see a man taking a shower. I said, you get up on that chest of drawers and look.
While Minnie was an important influence on younger female country music singers and rural comedians, she was also an accomplished singer herself, recording a number of singles with country legend Grandpa Jones and making guest appearances on albums by stars such as Chet Atkins and Ernest Tubb.
A stroke in 1991 ended Minnie Pearl's performing career, and she eventually passed away 5 years later at the age of 83. In 1992, she was awarded the National Medal of Arts, and in 2002, she was ranked as number 14 on Country Music Television's 40 Greatest Women in Country Music list.
You can find out more about Minnie Pearl and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.